But joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the second in command with the Dallas Cowboys as we head to training camp this week with the team. We say good morning to Stephen Jones. How are you?
Hey, good morning to you. Good morning.
Morning.
Well, we got a few things to talk to you about because we just did a big segment on being the son of someone famous, and I know we got a Zeke Elliott potential holdout. You got a lot going on, don't you?
I'm the son of a famous guy. I'm the son of Jerry Jones.
Right.
And I think everyone in the Jones family carries a little bit of a burden to live up to that family name.
Yeah, sure, I'm
so?
Sure.
Because we's real successful up here in the north of Texas. We own the Dallas Cowboys.
Yep.
Yeah, who are now worth $5 billion, we understand.
And Charlotte's son, Spalding, and her other son, Double Fake Not Spalding, they carry a heavy burden living up to that name.
Sure.
All right.
But they's accomplished. There's one of them Jerry grandsons that was a quarterback for the Highland Park footballing squad.
That's your son.
Football.
That's your son.
Yeah.
He was real good. I even got to go see some of them games.
Well, of course you did.
And I think it's tough being the son of Jerry Jones, not because he's successful, but because he's a sports idiot.
Oh, now, come on.
And I have to run the team.
Yeah,
to talk him out of stuff. I had to wrestle the name of Johnny Football out of his hand.
Yeah, we've heard that story.
And now Daddy's wanting to sign Zeke to a long-term contract.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that the deal?
I told him that'd be stupid because Zeke is just as likely to end up in jail as he is likely to end up in the Super Bowl.
So you're on the side of just letting him play out these next 2 years and don't
play
give him...
out the next 2 years and hope that he don't get thrown in jail for honking some girl's boob.
Well, he may hold out. He may not be at training camp.
I told Daddy that Zeke liked honking boobs too much, and Daddy says, well, who don't like honking boobs? And then I tried to explain to Daddy the Me Too thing, but he just laughed and thought I was saying that Me Too was a bunch of group of guys agreeing that they liked honking boobs, too.
An agreement thing, yeah.
Huge misunderstanding there.
People say getting rich is hard, but it wasn't hard if you go to schooling like I did.
You did go to schooling.
Mm-hmm. I went to school and I learned how to cipher, and I slid right into a plum position at a $1 billion company right out of school.
Yeah, you did.
You did, but you seem pretty sharp, and I think that's why your dad gave you the gig.
Hell, even Jerry Jr. got a job now.
Right.
He doesn't even know how to cipher. That's why he's rowdy.
Again, confirmation that he's rowdy, huh?
Daddy gave us all nicknames. Yep. We got all nicknames. He don't even call us by our regular names or nothing.
Really? What does he call you?
Yeah, my nickname is the Chosen One.
Oh, wow.
Charlotte's nickname is Charlotte Britches. And Jerry Jr.'s nickname is One Too Many.
Oh,
no, he doesn't
on.
Call him
he
that.
Wouldn't call that's us. What Daddy calls him.
No, he doesn't.
He wouldn't call him that.
That's when he doesn't call him Special J. Sometimes he calls him Special J.
Okay.
Says he's touched. We's always putting in prayer requests for him at church.
Always. You should pray for everybody in the family.
That's right. That's what we do. Daddy and me got into a fight last night over Zeke.
You did?
Oh, no.
Got into a real old-fashioned Arkansas dust-up.
Uh-oh.
I ran. I had to run and charge at Daddy. I charged him, grabbed him by the lapels, and rode him through a plate glass window in slow motion.
Wow.
Slow motion. Yeah. His moans were slowed down and everything.
Interesting.
So Mama claims Daddy is badass crazy now.
Why, says, just because he's getting older?
Just because he's getting older. Says he done lost all his marbles.
I love about that.
Is that Daddy's been saying that about Mama for 20 years.
Oh, dear. Oh, we're getting great insight here.
He says that she got a wet brain due to all that alcoholic grape juice she's always taking out.
You don't need to be telling us all this family stuff.
I gotta go. Daddy's coming, and I ain't allowed to be on the phone.
Okay, see ya. There goes Steven.